Malca.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you doing, Jasmine?
Good.
I assume you want to ask that question, but we're going to wait because I think somebody else is going to ask another question. I will answer your question in a second, if that's all right with you.
That's fine.
Did you get my message about the Billy's posting
email
today?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'm glad I sent it over.
You still there, Jasmine, or are you muted?
No, I'm here.
Okay. You just went quiet,
yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, because there's somebody else is there also. Malca, I guess.
Good evening, Malca.
Randala.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hello, Bambi. Does anybody have any questions? I know Jasmine has a question, but does anybody else have any questions? I did receive an email asking me to explain holy anger. Does everybody understand the question?
Yeah, I guess we need explanation about that.
No, sir.
Say again, Malca?
I don't understand the question.
The question is, we all think that anger is a negative emotion, correct?
Yes.
So what would be, and in the Kabbalah, there are sages that talk about holy anger. So Hannah is looking for an explanation of what is holy anger. Does anybody want to try and explain it? Holy anger is anger that is not negative. Holy anger is acting. Holy anger is expressing outrage. Like, and she asked for an example, like a teacher to a student. The only reason the teacher is expressing outrage and looking like they're angry is to motivate change in the student. Is the teacher truly angry? Not internally, but externally, it appears like they're angry. That's holy anger. It's essentially the consciousness that I need to appear and act like I'm angry in order to get the attention of the student and cause them to rethink the way they're behaving. Jasmine, was that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Malka, was it clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Jasmine, do you want to ask your question?
Yes. My question is about the level of the people from the tribes of Judah, and says, who is the king of the children of Israel?
This is coming from the email I sent two Sundays ago, I believe. So before I answer it, I also need to tell people and explain that I don't ever remember what I say. Because what I say is not coming from me. It's coming from you, my student. You have a desire for information, for knowledge, for wisdom, and therefore you draw through me in that information. So when somebody asks me, like Jasmine is asking me, but she's really not referring to the full sequence of what was said. But she asked me this the other night on a phone call. I think it was she was on the one of the classes where nobody else was until they arrived. So she asked me this, and so I did look it up. But that was 2 days ago, so who knows if I still remember. In that email, I was expressing this idea that there is a hierarchy of souls. That hierarchy of souls began before Adam. That hierarchy of souls began with the sparks of light that fell from the broken vessels. And if you don't know these metaphorical terms, then we have to explain them. So let me know if anybody doesn't understand those metaphors. So the sparks of life can be wisdom. They can also be souls, desire to receive, as represented by the endless vessel. Different metaphors. Now, if we're talking about souls that fell into the klipa, to the klipot, to the negative system, because the vessels broke, and the vessels were the consciousness of the ten sephirot. So these souls, everybody's soul, fell into the klipot. And then there was a 7,000-year period before our 7,000-year period. I believe it was, the sages have told us that there were 26 generations from Adam until Moses. So there were 974 generations in the first 7,000 year cycle. Adam, that we are aware of as the Torah, was the second 7,000 year cycle. Now we're told there's going to be seven of those 7,000 year cycles. So this cycle is Gevurah, judgment, which might explain the length of the 7,000 years, the length of the exile. It might also explain the severity of the world that we seem to be living within or causing. But in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov that we've discussed in our classes on You Are Who You Hate, we have two master souls, I'm going to call them. They don't really describe them as a term anywhere. But they say there is Bilam, the highest prophet in the 70 nations, and Moses, the highest prophet in the children of Israel. And all of these souls have gone through cycles of reincarnation, where sometimes they've grown and elevated, sometimes they've fallen and sinned, and it's all relative to what those souls did. So we have a hierarchy. The hierarchy is sourced in the endless world. There is a source of the endless world, a hierarchy that describes souls that are higher than other souls. And when those vessels broke and those souls fell into the Klipot, the higher souls fell further. And it takes more to get them out of the Klipot. So what I was describing in that email was a shortened version of what I've just said. We have the vessels that are still, or the souls that are still in the Klipot. And we have then souls who have come out of the Klipot, but are part of the 70 nations. And then we have the children of Noah. And then we have the children of Israel. And then we have the leaders of the children of Israel. Now, according to what the Torah says, the leader of the children of Israel, the king of the children of Israel, is the tribe of Judah. Because Yehuda started the tribe like the other 11 children of Jacob, but he was to be the king. Joseph was the firstborn, even though Reuben was the firstborn, and you have all of this stuff going on. But essentially, every soul will eventually move from the Klipot to be part of the universal soul called Moses. And while a soul is not connected to Moses, that soul is connected to Bilam. And the only souls that are connected to Moses are the children of Israel. And so that's what the description was describing. The king of the children of Israel comes from the tribe of Judah, which is the tribe we call today the Jews. Does
Does that mean that the Jews are better than everybody else? The answer is no. It just means they have greater responsibility. And since the history of the world is filled with attacks on the Jews, it's filled with anti-Semitism, it's an indication that the children of Israel, who got lost into the other nations, the 10 tribes, and the Jewish nation, are not truly doing their spiritual work, which is the real reason behind the length of the exile. And it's the real reason behind the need for, we're almost done with the 7,000 years. The last 1,000 will be the Shabbat, where it's the time of Mashiach, and the first 6,000 years of the second cycle of 7,000 years. There's been more than 974 generations since Moses. It's just an indication that in this sense, in this cycle of the 7,000 years, it's based on Givurah, as I said earlier. It's based on judgment, power, and life lessons associated with Givurah. Whereas in the earlier 974 generations, which our souls may or may not have been included, no, what I'm describing to you is my opinion. It's not that anybody has ever, none of my teachers have never presented it in the way I'm presenting it to you. So you'll have to decide for yourself whether there's truth to this, whether it's the correct truth for you, or whether it's not. So, Jasmine, the question is, do you have any questions? Or was this satisfactory in explaining what was being said in the email?
I was on mute. Now I have more questions than ever.
Well, go ahead and ask them.
No, I don't even know where to start because it's, my head is spinning. I say, oh my gosh. No. Well, I don't know. It's just...
Well, there's always next week to answer those questions.
Okay.
There's always a lifetime of study available to answer those questions.
Well, I believe that's going to need a long time.
Does anybody else have any questions they want to ask, either on this subject or any other subject?
I have a couple questions on what we just spoke about.
Go ahead.
Generations, in terms of years, number of years, were the back in the day were the generations longer or shorter amount of years than they are now? Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yes, but it's not an answer that can be made clear because I'm going to confuse you with my answer. Your question makes perfect logical sense.
Okay.
what is the length of a generation today? Is it 70 years? Is it 20 years? Because children, people at the age of 20 are having children. But we also have young girls having children at 12 and 14. What's the length of a generation today? So when I contemplated this as I was going through the process of thinking and learning Kabbalah, I realized from what my teachers told me, every generation has its own tikkun. And in marketing, they talk about Generation X, and they talk about the millennial generation, and they talk about the baby boomers generation. And my sense is, because I'm not an expert and I've not done the research, my sense is that it's roughly a 20 to 25 years cycle for a generation. But what I came to realize is every human being is connected to more than one generation. You're connected to a generation of 7 years. You're connected to a generation of 10 years. You're connected to a generation of 13 years. You're connected to a generation of 18 years. You're connected to a generation of 22 years. 26 years, 27 years, 32 years, 37 years, 42 years, 45 years, 49 years, 50 years, 63 years, 65 years, 72 years, 70 years. And maybe more. And so you are participating in each of those generations. And what is their tikkun? And you'll find that by studying the names of the years associated with your generations. So if somebody was born in 1960, I forget what that year is, believe it's 5721, but that's by memory and it may be wrong. But if that was the year, then a tikkun of 7 years from that point means that everybody, every name of the year from 5721, which is Tafshin Kaf Aleph, to Tafshin Kaf Chet, those names have meaning, just like we're doing every year when I give you the verses that connect to those years. By looking at that, you can determine what is the correction of that generation. And everybody born in that year of 5721 has some aspect of the tikkun of that generation. But at that same person also has a tikkun of all of the years up until, let's say, 32 years, which would be 57, 53. So all of that information, again, is my opinion, and you have to decide if it's valid for you, if there's truth in it for you, and if it's truth that you wish to act upon and do the analysis. at one time, if you go to the Mazel Knowledge, the Revealed Wisdom page, and you scroll down from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, you'll find a whole series of years that I just don't have the time to do the analysis for. But I started to do that 20-some years ago, and it's still not complete, which is why I keep telling people I will live at least 300 more years, because that's how much work it's going to be. So I hope that answered your question, Conaster.
It did, but I'm just wondering, is that saying that the longer we live, the more tikkun we have?
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because if we're, as we grow older, we're part of different generations, and each generation has its own tikkun. Is that
obviously Adam and Chava were the first generation. Cain was born in the year 49 is what I read somewhere. But that would be the second generation. For some reason, the Torah has told us that a life span is 120 years. The modern Kabbalists have now expanded that and said it's 170, 190 years. What number of generation are we? Well, if you take 5721, as I explained, and divide by 7, then you're in that number of generation. But if you divide by 10, you're in a different number of generations, and so forth. It's all part of what makes sense to me. Doesn't mean that it's correct. It's my ideas.
Oh.
You'll have to do it for yourself. But no, I do not think that the longer you live, you gain greater amounts of generations. You're in the generation that you're in, and you're in many generations. The Torah in Genesis, in chapter 3, I believe it is. No, it's not 3, it's in 4. It lists the 10 generations from Adam until Noah. Now, not everybody in that generation lived the same length of time. Methuselah was the son of Hanoch ben Yared. So he was the 8th generation. He lived 969 years. Probably, you know, the number of generations. Methuselah lost some years because he was supposed to live 1,000 years. He lost 31 years for whatever things he did that are considered negative actions. And yet he was a righteous person. The flood was delayed in his honor because so that people could mourn him and sit Shiva for him. So how you relate to that, Methuselah was in the 8th generation. But let's say that Methuselah reincarnates to make up for those 31 years. What generation did he reincarnate into? Maybe the 300th, maybe the 250th. We'd have to calculate it, we'd have to look at it, we'd have to analyze it. And if you try and apply logic alone, you're going to make a mistake. Because this information is not based on logic. It's based on intuition. But it's also based on your knowledge of the Hebrew letters and their gematria.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? I wish everyone a shalom. Tomorrow's classes at 4:30 are the advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class. Saturday evening there will be a Havdalah at 6 p.m. And at 7 o'clock, the Zohar of the new week. And Sunday at 10:30 will be a class on the Shovavim, the mischievous child, about doing teshuvah for sexual mistakes throughout your lifetimes. And then at 2 o'clock West Coast time, there will be a class on basic class number 5, which is binding by striking Zivug Dahaka. So I wish you all shalom, a beautiful evening, a beautiful day. Take
shalom.
Care.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Well, thank you.
Shalom.